Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Welcome back to the 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ivan Meisner, founder of the outstanding organization, the global organization, BNI, Business Network International, truly an international organization, folks. And Ivan's been hanging out with us since the previous millennia. We're so grateful that he's been such a great resource for us to help us get smarter at running our businesses and living our lives, and that's a lot of what we're talking about today. Ivan's had some health issues in the past, and he's learned in the process of surviving that and basically recovering, he's learned some things about how to eat healthier. And this, what does he call it? Let food be your medicine, let medicine be your food. Isn't that what you called it, Ivan?
That's right. And that's out of new book that I just did called Healing Begins.
That's coming out soon, right?
No, it's out. It's out on Amazon. You can find it right now at Amazon.com.
Say it
Healing
again.
Healing Begins in the Kitchen. And, you know, it's
say the title. Great, you know, say the title again.
Healing Begins in the Kitchen.
All right.
It's subtitled Get Well and Stay There with the Meisner Plan, which is really crazy because if you'd have told me 5 or 6 years ago I'd write a recipe book, health book, I'd have said you're crazy. It's one of the things I find, and your audience are entrepreneurs, small business owners, it's really hard to make sales from the hospital bed. And so
yeah,
if you don't
right.
take care of your health,
that's
you end
right.
up in the hospital. If you end up in the hospital, you can't run your business.
Or a casket, yeah.
Or a casket, really hard to make sales. And so it was a real wake-up call for me when I got the cancer diagnosis. We went to commercial and we were talking about chefs. And when I'd go to hotels, and I'm on the road all the time, I thought the chefs would be annoyed because we would send this advance sheet. And we'd say, here are the kinds of meals that he could do. And it was really specific, organic food, these are the kinds of things. And the chefs would always come out, they still always come out, to meet me, not because they're annoyed, but almost every single chef said, you know what? I'm tired of doing the hotel menus.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting. You know, tell me more. I'd have really good dialogues with chefs because it was something different for them. And they said sometimes people want healthier fare, and this is really, you know, it's exciting to me. And I was blown away at how receptive hotel chefs are when you ask for something healthy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I mean, I think people would be amazed at how receptive they would be, especially if you want something cooked a certain way. And in your case, you tried to give them enough advance notice that they couldn't be too mad about it. But, I mean, I've had people to do it right at the thing. They say, can you cook this without salt?
Yeah.
And they'll do their best. I mean, these guys are not – they're not flipping burgers back there. They're making people happy.
They are. And if you do it right, you know, if you're rude about it, then they're going to respond that kind. But I usually start, when I'm dealing with a waiter or a waitress, I say my opening line is almost always, how you doing? I'm a special needs child when it comes to food. And they laugh. And they're like, it's okay. We're good. What do you need? And then I just tell them it's a medical diet. And and by the way, when we send the thing to the chef, we send usually a 2 or 3 page email.
Wow.
It is, here's the situation, here's the kind of diet, and here
right.
are a bunch of recipes.
Huh.
And then we set an appointment. My wife usually sets the appointment to meet with the chef when we hit the hotel, but they almost always come out and meet me at the table and
mm-hmm.
talk. We've even had a number of chefs who come up to my room to meet me because they just want to see what is this all about. This is amazing.
So if you're getting, I mean, you're asking for some stuff. I mean, you're putting the arm on them a little bit with what you were asking for.
A little bit, yes.
And I mean, what I'm saying is that's a whole lot more than somebody saying, Can you hold the salt?
Yeah, it really is. But here's the cool thing. That entire email is in this book. So if you're traveling and if you're trying to stay healthy, it's right in Healing Begins in the Kitchen. In chapter 2, traveling with the chapter 10, traveling with the Meister Plan, and the entire email with everything is right in there, so you can get a sense of what to ask. And it's amazing how responsive they're.
Right, exactly. So what else have you used this? How else have you? Do you use it when you go out around town, or what do you do?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And like you say, if you go to a decent restaurant, you can ask for things to be cooked a certain way. And there are other things that when you're traveling.
A lot of people, though, that's just really a lot of effort, a lot more effort than they want to put into it.
And, yeah, well, it's less effort.
But
than
see, for you,
going to the hospital.
For you, it was a commitment because it was life or death for you. Was
yeah.
it? I mean, that yeah. it's not too strong a way to say it, was it? I mean, this
no,
was your.
You know,
this
I was
your...
diagnosed with prostate cancer. Not too many people die from prostate cancer, but it does have the surgeries have really serious side effects. And I was, fairly young when I was diagnosed. I was 55 when I was diagnosed, and I didn't want those side effects. And so, it was better than the alternative.
It wasn't just. It wasn't just. You wanting to avoid the chemicals or whatever. I mean, this was part of your regimen. I mean, you were sticking to this.
Oh, yeah. I stuck to it like glue. No doubt about it.
Lost 40 yeah. pounds.
I did. I lost 40 pounds in 3 months. Never hungry. But it wasn't, this is not a diet.
So the bottom line is don't feel like you can't ask for what you want.
That's exactly right.
You might not be imposing on people as much as you think.
Yeah.
How about friends? Like when you go see friends, same thing with that?
Hey, yeah, so I have 6 friends here at my house right now, and they're like, oh, God, we're going to eat this healthy food. They ate dinner last night, and they're like, oh, my God, this is incredible.
Delicious.
Eat like this every night?
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. BNI.com, folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.